You're on your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and when you're least expecting it, your phone may ring or you may get an email in your inbox that is telling you something is wrong and you need to do certain things to fix it. But you may be getting scammed. I'm joined by David Mitchell. He's the Cyber Crime Prevention and Training Officer with SAPOL. David, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Jordan. It's a pleasure.
So I guess how common are scams in the year 2021?
Oh, they're very, very common, Jordan. Although we've seen, a rise across the board of scams, there are two in particular which are causing, major concern at the moment. The two, which firstly is a remote access scam, which is a significant increase in 2020 and 2021. The idea behind the remote access scam is where victims are contacted by phone and they're requested to download software to their devices. So this could be a mobile phone, it could be a tablet, it could be a computer. And the aim behind the scam for the scammer is to obtain full access and control to their device. So once they've got full access to the device, they're able to extract information, they're able to gain access to bank accounts, obviously, which is of major concern. There's many times where, a significant amount of funds have been drained from victims' bank accounts.
Mm. And they like to target people with well-known authorities as well, whether it be like NBN or a common telco like Telstra.
Yeah, absolutely. NBN, telcos, and Microsoft have been really popular in the past, but because of the COVID pandemic, the methodology has evolved since the start of the pandemic, and the scammers are now moving towards online shopping platforms like eBay and Amazon, claiming that there's an illegal transaction on their account, and they require login details to retrieve funds or to investigate this illegal transaction.
And I guess what should people be looking out for in particular when it comes to these scams is usually a telltale sign like, well, for one, if you know in your heart of hearts you haven't actually done anything wrong and you wouldn't be getting a call or a message.
Absolutely. First and foremost, I would just remind people how important your personal information is. Scammers, their aim is to steal it so they can apply for loans. They can apply for credit cards. So firstly, you just need to treat your information just like money. It is that important. So first of all, try and keep your personal information as secure as possible and keep it as private as possible. Never send money or credit card details to somebody you don't know. That's quite obvious. Try and secure your personal information and keep your passwords and IDs all private. Make sure you've got secure passwords as well, which is very important. Also in relation to remote access scams, a common method of engaging with victims is through what they call phone spoofing, where the scammer can manipulate the incoming caller ID to make it appear like it's coming from a legitimate source. Very, very important for potential victims to hang up and ring that source back on a proven legitimate number. Very, very important. Never trust the caller ID.
Like you said, the technology, of course, gets more and more sophisticated each and every year. The scammers get smarter as well. How much money is lost in a year, at least in South Australia, to scammers?
Unfortunately, I've got no statistics in relation to that. All I can say is, Jordan, that there is a continuing increase in all scams across the board, and it is really, really concerning. In particular, with people working from home a lot more, and with the pandemic, people are on edge and they are connected to the internet a lot more these days. So, yeah, very important to be aware. Never trust any caller ID or, look out for phishing emails. Never trust text messages or emails. just call the source back on a confirmed email or telephone number.
So when it comes to scammers, I imagine it would be very difficult from a policing point of view to actually track down and catch the people who are undertaking scams?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, very, very hard to track the scammers down. Many work from offshore, from internet cafes, etc. And, you know, there is software which can mask, caller IDs, like I just said. Very hard to track down email addresses. It's an increasing problem, especially with the with cryptocurrency on the rise as well. It's very hard to track where funds are going to and from.
So if someone is suspecting that they are being scammed, they've gotten a call, they've gotten details or instructions to follow, and they think they are about to be scammed, what methods should they take? How should they approach it?
Yeah, if the suspect is a scam via telephone call, I would advise them to hang up immediately. And like I say, just ring the organisation back or the person back on a trusted number. For further information, Safehold have got a website which has got all the scam methodologies on there, which they can refer to. And also there's the reportcyber.gov.au website, which has got some useful information on there. And they can actually report any scams which they've been involved in through that website. There's also ScamWatch as well, which is a useful website. Also offers advice and prevention advice in relation to scams.
Well, David, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. No problem, Jordan.
That was David Mitchell, the Cybercrime Prevention and Training Officer with Safehold on your Classic Hits Breakfast.